our girl Jenna.
He's doing
a protein bar.
Yeah, she's eating a protein bar. And we are quiet because we are in a library.
Because we're cheapskates.
No. What we're doing is multitasking. We're actually revising. But you know.
We have like an exam in a month.
And we did revise.
We did. One chapter. What?
Half an exam. And mind maps. I want to add. I did mind maps too.
Well, I guess I did my study plan.
Yeah. So you know, we are.
And this episode is going to be a
tier list.
What?
We're doing anime first, right?
Yes,
anime tier list. I'm excited for this, you know. And
it's going to be in two parts. This is part one, and then the next one's part two.
You know, I'm low-key scared for it though.
What?
It's just going to show how much anime I missed out on the past 2 years.
Okay, so I tried to do like a combination of like old, and then us old, and then new. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So like Akira, like Samurai X, that's Rurouni Kenshin for anyone who doesn't know. And then I did like the Naruto, the Bleach kind of era. And then the Demon Slayer kind of era. And also, hopefully, I don't want to say that that's what we're going to do, but hopefully we'll be able to get something on YouTube for everyone with this tier list. So watch out for that. Okay. So
where do you want to start?
We should probably just start from like here. So we've got how many categories? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 categories. We've got a goated right at the top. Great. Good, it's all right, can't be me, and not watched it, so it can't be me. It's literally as low as it gets, like, can never be me. And if you've not watched it, then not watched it,
right?
First anime, I guess, to go is Aggretsuko. You know what that is?
Yeah, I saw it on Netflix, didn't watch it.
No, I'll say it's all right.
What's it about?
It's about this fox character who's like, in the office. And she's very timid, very normal, I guess, in the office. But after the work day ends, she goes and does karaoke. And she sings like hardcore punk rock at the karaoke bar just to like let everything loose. And she goes mad. It's great. And then there's this guy who kind of likes her as well. Her boss is kind of a prick. And then there's these like ladies who are like, they're all basically animals, by the way. She's a fox. The guy who likes her, I think he's a raccoon. And then there's this hippo HR lady. It's okay, I think. Oh my God, I'm so into this guy on Tinder.
Oh, how's your dating going?
I'm sick of it. I got tired of it. Men are really needy. No. Have you heard the kind of shit that I'm trying to juggle at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine adding a man to that with their needy asses. Can't be me.
Next anime.
Yes. Next is Akame ga Kill.
Loved it.
So, great or good?
Season 1, I put as great. Season 2, I put
as season
good.
Is it season 2?
Yeah, this is season 2.
This is season 2?
Wait, Akame ga Kill?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not what I was thinking of.
That's the one with the Elizabeth, the ice lady.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what I was thinking of? It's not Kill la Kill. The one with Civil Service.
Oh, Psycho Pass.
Psycho Pass, because her name's Akame.
Psycho Pass is goated. I'm just going to say that when we get to it.
Okay, let's go. Wait.
Akira.
It's okay.
You've seen it?
Parts of it, not all of it. It's okay.
It's all okay. It's all right then. And I think you said that's Angel Beat, right?
Mm. My brother loved Angel Beat.
Did you?
Not much.
Yeah, can't be me then. I haven't seen it, so.
So it's not in the can't be what, not watched it? So, but what's the difference between can't be me and not watched it?
Can't be me is you've probably seen it, but you didn't like it. Or like you saw it a bit and you didn't like it, or like you know of it, you haven't seen it, but you never watch it. And not watched, obviously. You've not watched
Assassination Classroom.
Yes, loved. I think it's good, it's great.
I hope it actually feels goated. You know? You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I like the concept of having a classroom full of assassinating kids.
True.
They're all trying to kill sister.
Good. Why do you say goated?
I don't think there's anything that's
like it.
Like in all the genres.
And I can definitely go back school. And rewatch it because it's a classic, isn't it?
It is. I don't think that I've seen another anime with the same concept.
True. Attack on Titan. Gotta be goated.
Love it. No, I haven't watched the season 4.
They're pissing me off.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it because you haven't watched season 4 yet?
Yes.
It is fantastic. I think they follow the manga so damn well.
Do you think the anime is gonna end the way the manga did?
I haven't read the manga, but my brother has, and he says they're doing it very well. Like adaptation of the manga has been done.
It's a Mazalingas. That's all I'm gonna say. Bacano.
Haven't watched it.
Good. Fight me. Anybody fight me? Because fuck you, if you don't think so. I'm joking, by the way. It's not that deep. This is Beasters. Shit, sorry. Beasters.
I love Beasters.
I'd say it's good.
They have a season 2, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I haven't seen it. I couldn't be asked to go back. And that is Berserk. I think that's Berserk. Berserk. Berserk is great.
I watched like 3 episodes.
It's way too gory, but it's great.
Watched like 3 episodes and that was it.
And you didn't like it?
It's not, I don't think I didn't like it. I think I was watching so many animes at the same time and then it just got like sidelined.
You know, actually, that happens to me a lot, but I always somehow find my way back. I think this is Black Bullet.
Never heard of it.
Oh, okay. I've seen a few episodes, but I don't know. I didn't go back. Black Butler.
Loved.
I think I loved it.
Love.
I think it's great. And this is Asta. Sorry, I can only remember Asta. Black Clover.
Oh, they love that.
I think it's good. It's very, like, generic hero-y story. Power up, level up.
He has no magic, watch. Isn't it?
Yeah, magic.
He has no magic. I love that part.
It's a good watch. I don't know if it's great. So I'll say good. Like, it's a bit above, it's alright. But, I don't know. Should I take it up one?
I don't really know the story that well, for me too.
Okay, fair enough. Oops, staying good. How about Black Lagoon? Now, I want this to be goated. Because this is I've watched this like 5 times.
You have?
Yes, I have. I loved it that much.
What, Japanese or English?
Both, actually.
Which one did you prefer?
The English version. I'll tell you why. The gangsteriness translates a lot better in English than in Japanese. Although the guy is Japanese.
But yeah, the guy to kidnap is Japanese, yeah.
But the English version just seems a bit more like genge. Like, you know, more like actually, and I'm more, I don't know.
More impactful.
Yes.
There's a lot of swearing in it.
There is a lot.
There is a lot of swearing.
How about Bleach? It's got to be goated.
Like,
the 3 big ones.
Yes, I understand Bleach has lots of fillers, but so does Naruto. And you got over that.
But I feel like Bleach is fillers. It's not as much as Naruto's, is it?
They're about the similar amount.
Really?
Bleach has a lot of fillers. So
I think maybe I just skip through the fillers. So I don't really notice it. And also, the fillers are kind of like a breath of fresh air. Before, like... Because what Bleach kind of does is, before it gets to, like, the serious arcs, you have, like, a couple fillers with, like, subtext happening. Like, something happening in the background.
Mm. That's true.
Which is why you probably shouldn't miss, because I mean you can't just go from that one serious arc to the next serious arc to the next serious arc. Like, you need fillers, come on. So So they do finish quite well. And they've managed somehow to do next gen well. Better than freaking Boruto. Fight me. That one is actually peak. So if you want to fight me, come fight me.
And is it out?
Just to debate with whoever you are, I'm going to watch Boruto to
spite you.
I promise you, I tried. I just can't get into it. They've changed too many things. Like, too many characters that you think the natural progression would be to be, like, badass. They made them fat. How is Anko fat? No. Tell
them. They're in peace times, not exercising and running around. As you can clearly tell, I have not watched Boruto, but what I've heard is that they are in peace times.
It's so bored they're in peace times. So if they're in peace times, that doesn't mean that Anko would be fat. It doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry, it doesn't translate. Anyways, this is... Oh, Blood Blockade. This is good.
It's about
this kid who's got like these eyes that are really rare, and he can see like a different dimension, and the eyes gives him like specific powers, and to be honest, I mean, he's blood to fight, not blood but blood to fight. Anyway, he's lost like his sister and his family, and so he's just trying to live his life in this like weird town where like aliens have invaded and like they eat humans. Mm-hmm. So like it's something happened, and when it happened, these aliens invaded like the town, and like they had to separate them from humans because they eat humans, don't they? And I think his eyes are like keys. I guess, but a lot cooler. Promised Neverland is just sad.
It's a horror. No, by definition.
But these lot are fighting back anyway. And this is Bloodlad.
I like Bloodlad. I found it through the manga. I read a manga first, and then I was like, does it have an anime? And it happens to have an anime.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I knew it has an anime. Didn't know it had a manga.
Yeah, I found it through the manga.
Probably has a manga. But, you know, sometimes when I find like an anime, I forget to search if it has
an adaptation.
I do that all the time.
But yeah, I read a manga first and then found out it had an anime.
I don't think that, apart from a few, I don't think I've ever gone from... Yeah, I think Fairy Tail was the only one that I went, that I saw the manga first, and then I watched the anime.
Really?
Yeah. And then if there's any other... It's not that much, probably like two others. I'd usually find the anime first, and then I'll go into the manga. Blue Exorcist. Basically, he's him and his twin brother. Do you know Blue Exorcist?
His father's Satan.
Mm.
Read a synopsis, never watched it.
Okay, we'll put that. I mean, I think it's alright. Actually, I think it's better than alright. I think it's literally on par there. Ew. No. It's alright then. Because that can't be below that.
What you think is better, is not as good as
Blue Exorcist, yes, and Bloodlad, and all of this actually. It's gotta be, it's alright. I'm sorry. Did you say you've seen Akira?
I said I've seen a bit of it.
Not much then. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. That's Castlevania.
Never watched it. Have you?
I've seen season one. It didn't make me want to go back, so I don't really care. Claymore is a classic. I don't think it's quite goated. Okay. That's yours. That's Lelouch, no?
That is Lelouch.
Where do you want to put that?
I want to put it as great or goated, but you know, you haven't watched it, so you don't know.
No. This is based on if you've been the one to watch it, you get to judge it.
I love Lelouch being Lampillard. I literally think between him and Light from Death Note. I absolutely think Lelouch would win because Light needs to know people's names. And how would he know?
Jeremy Light.
How would he know Lelouch's name? He wouldn't. He wouldn't.
Doesn't the public know Lelouch's name?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Do not know his name.
You think that the way you rave about this, it will make me want to watch it, but it really doesn't.
It's okay. It's not for everyone.
Cowboy Bebop.
Loved. I think so I watched it like five times, you know.
Would you say it's great? I think it's great. I don't know if it's great.
I don't think it's guilty because not many people know of it if it's a classic.
That's true.
It literally is a classic though.
It is classic. It is a classic.
Like one of the pioneers of sci-fi.
Yeah.
Right?
And like the dun dun dun
dun dun. The intro.
I mean, talk about, like, you know what?
Netflix kept the intro. In the adaptation.
You know, that was kind of like one of my first interests into, like, jazz.
Really?
And yeah. That's why I like jazz so much. I always remember this, and it was kind of like my intro into that kind of genre. And then obviously I kind of went a bit mad, but great. Okay, I'm gonna take that down to great as well.
Which
that's
one?
That's Bacano.
Okay.
And this is Dead Man Wonderland. Dead Man Wonderland. Dead Man Wonderland. It's so sad they didn't continue this.
Dead Man Wonderland's the one there in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do
you know who introduced me to this?
Who?
Dari.
Well,
no, it's like The Office. You watched that, you didn't tell me.
Okay. Oh, my Death Parade.
I like Death Parade.
So, where do you want to put it? Good?
I mean, it's just dead people going to a place and...
It's alright then.
No.
Death Note.
Love Death Note.
Got to go to, right?
Of course.
Come on.
Of course.
And Demon Slayer. I think it's great.
I think it could be the likes of Naruto one day.
Yes. I think eventually it will become goated. It's just not done its time yet.
I think it's because it's still in a progression period.
Yeah, it's still
It's still progressing.
But definitely. Detective Conan.
Never watched it.
Oh, okay.
Have you?
Yeah, it's alright.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Devil Crybaby?
No.
Isn't it Dorohedoro?
Is it? I thought it was Dorohedoro.
Not Dororara. Oh, I didn't even put Dororara there.
Shocking.
That is bad from me, you know.
Shocking.
No, that's actually bad from me. I like Dororara as well. That's mad I didn't put this there. But anyway, where would you say you'd put Dororara?
Great.
Same. I agree. Okay, so you haven't seen it, so we'll put it. That's the. Do you want to search that for me? Quickly.
What's it called?
Dororara.
That one?
Yeah, that's the one. It is. Don't worry. We'll put it as not watch because I haven't finished it. Dr. Stone.
I like it.
So it's alright then?
Yeah. Did you like it?
I did. Dragon Ball. So not Dragon Ball Z, not Super, not XD, Dragon Ball, because anything after that, I think it's shit.
I have a friend who loves Dragon Ball.
I know. Guy, yes.
Yeah.
It's all men. It's all men that decide they don't want to grow up. It's all bullshit. I like it as well, yeah. I'm going to tell you this.
Like, he doesn't watch any other anime.
There's so many guys that are like that as well. It's jarring. But because of the specific guys, I don't like it. Because every time they're like, oh, do you, they when they I know that you watch anime as well.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I want to talk to you about is fucking Goku. And then we're going to start talking about how, like, Goku is powerful, who will beat this or this. I'm like, fuck you, bro. Fuck you. I want to smash. I don't want to talk about
I'm joking.
No, but seriously, yeah. What I want to do is talk about, like, some dumbass list of who's going to beat who. And also, you then find out that that's the only anime they watch. And I'm like,
yeah.
Why are you getting all excited if the only conversation that you can put here is Dragon Ball? It's talking about
Goku. They find they're like-minded people who also love Dragon Ball.
I know.
It's a fan club.
It actually is a club. Like, it's a specific kind of men as well. But they're usually in, like, their 30s as well. And that's how long this shit has been going on for. Oh my god, speaking of men, there was this, I don't want to say, there's this guy, right, that was talking to them, I went on a date. He just chat shit throughout the entire day. And I was just thinking to myself, I want to go home. And nah, this guy just, he just rambles on. So you know the three guys I like, the podcast three guys?
Yes.
Right. So we found out that we had that in common because he went to one of the guys' show that they do, because they do events.
Yeah, okay.
And he went for his birthday and he was talking about one of the guys and he was like, oh, he rates him so much. He's this, is that. Like, you know, when I went, I stood in the line and he was like, he was really nice. And I was like, you know, that's customer service, right? He was like, yeah, but like, you know, I felt like I related, like I felt it, I did it. I was like, and he was like, yeah, boss man. And I was like, yeah, boss man. And like, sit, so just be calling yourself boss man. But anyway, that aside. And then we went to the other two. That's the taller one and then the shortest one, I guess. But we were talking about the tallest one.
Yes.
And he was like, nah, him, he's this. His dad, like, it's all bravado. All he knows is just drip, drip. All he, like, he was trying shit. I thought he was personal, bro. I was like,
do you know him on a personal level?
Yeah, like, did he do something to you? He was like, nah, but, like, you just feel like that kind of guy. He thinks he's all that. All he knows, like, I don't even wear designer like that, but, like, I could dress better than him. I'm like, no, you can't. Stop it. Stop it. You can't. Like, this specific guy, the way, like, he dresses and how he carries himself. I've seen you, bro. Like, I don't know this. I don't even know this other guy, but I've seen you. I know who I'm going for. That's what I'm thinking.
Did you say that?
No, I don't know. But I'm like, why do you think this? Like, he's like, yeah, nah. But I think, like, guys like that probably, like, maybe emasculate him or piss him off. Maybe, I don't know, but it seemed really personal. And then he kept going on about, like, oh, like, the guys, like, specifically white men in his circle that are rich. Nah, I thought to myself,
nah, the it's a priority complex, you know, it's like they have money, you don't, that's what it is. And I sussed it out. It's not really the men, it's the money.
He's got the, it has to be the money, because he kept going on about these men and how, like, they don't even wear drip, and they even dress better than him, and how, like, he compares himself to them. Like, he's like, you know, like, these white geezers be like, you know, money, money. I'm like, okay. And then he's going on about, like, this business that he's doing. And so, you know, I did the website for my own business, and he was like, oh, would you like me to do, like, he would like me to do his website. And I was like, bro, no. He was like, I'll pay you. I'm like, no. Thank you.
That's not your qualification. You're not a graphic designer profession.
Like, I mean, I'll probably do a good job, but no. Because no, thank you. But no.
I mean, you could add it to your side business.
I probably could.
I'm a graphic designer. My trade.
I don't think I want to work with this guy. I just, he was bombarding me with so much unnecessary information. Like, I'll ask questions about, so what do you do? Vague. Like, he'll be like, I'm a manager. Where? Like, a manager of what? Like, does that make sense? Like, yeah. If he asks me, oh, what do you do? I work in accounting. I do so and so and so at so and so and so in this place. I will tell you about it if you, since you asked.
Yes.
I'm asking, what do you do? I'm a manager. So now, all I can think of is he's trying to tell me he's a manager because he thinks that if he tells me he's a manager, then I'll assume that he's of a certain income level. Because there's a specific amount that you can pay managers. So I'm assuming that he'll think, I'll think that he's a certain caliber of man, but I didn't, because I'll judge you based on the shit that you're saying. Not the job
that
you're doing.
It's not that, depending on what industry or what company you work for, your salary is very,
thank you,
varied.
And this guy gave me £30.
For what?
I don't know. And then he couldn't handle his liquor as well. He kept drinking. I was nursing one gin and tonic, as per.
Yeah.
And he had like two within the space of me drinking one. And then he was like, oh no, I get you. I was like, honestly, I've not finished this one. Don't get me another one. Do you know what he did?
Bought you another
one. He got me another one, and I wasted it because I can't drink that much. And he's had like three. So we have like three beers, and he's nursing his fourth or something. And he's like slurring his words at this point, and he's getting really flirty and really handsy.
At two drinks?
No, three. So he's on his fourth beer. Like, you know, the draft
lager.
Thing. Lager. I don't give a shit what it's called. And I'm like, compose yourself, hun. I just, I
why
don't
know. Why are you drinking so much?
Exactly. I mean, I knew it was a Friday. I think it was a Friday night.
No, but even with that, like, if you, I feel like on a date, you should try and match your date's energy.
Thank you. I'm not saying nurse one drink.
But no, but if you didn't have two or three, but, like, why are you going to the fourth one?
We didn't even eat as well, by the way. We just went for drinks.
Maybe he ate beforehand.
Maybe. But that date was a great experience.
Shocking.
No. I loved it. Here's the thing. I actually had fun because we actually, okay, I wouldn't say we have a lot in common, but he grasped, like, the things that I was into, and I kind of grasped what he was into as well. If he didn't chat so much shit, if I couldn't plainly see his insecurities on date one,
not
even date one,
dates.
Drinks. If I didn't see that he has this superiority, this complex with white people thing, if I didn't see all of that, I probably would have gone in a second date, but I did see that, and I was like, I don't know, it's
not
too much. No, it's not for me at all. He wasn't bad looking either, he was alright. It was the statement from the three podcast guys that I like that done me off. I mean, his favourite is my favourite as well, but that just pissed me off. I'm like, stop it. Like,
these are my people.
These are like, I don't think you understand the level of love I have for these men. Stop it. I know you like one of them, but don't trash the other one. So the last guy, right, he goes on to say about this guy, like, because that one's like really into his mental health, and he's into like not giving a shit. Because if you give a shit, then things affect you and stuff. And I was like, mm-hmm. I was saying how I liked that he did that, because you have to protect yourself. And he was like, no, shit like this, it gets to him, or he's not even there. So I'm like, okay. And then he was talking about this other podcast that I also know about. I don't really listen to them because...
Love women?
No, they're just toxic. I should probably tell you about my other day as well, but I'll tell you that later.
You mean there's so many dates?
No, not many.
What about the one you sent me the pin drop on?
That's the one.
Is it?
That's the one. Oh my God. That's the one, because I hadn't planned on it. I was like, ooh, okay, exploring and that. I'm so sorry for that segue.
I enjoyed it.
I'm trying to share. I should probably, here's the thing. I don't realise I need to share until you probably say something. Like, you haven't told me about this. So maybe when I drop something, and then you're like, I didn't know that. And then I'll just tell you everything I want. I am sorry.
It's okay.
Anohana. That's Anohana. Have you seen it?
Mm. And it's all alphabetical order.
Yeah.
Well done. It's much appreciated.
So, the first one is Anohana. So you've not seen that then, I assume?
No, I have not.
And then the next one is Clannad.
I like Clannad.
Yeah, that's that one there. That's Clannad, right there.
Yeah, it is.
How would you put that?
It's okay.
Okay. And then
what do you think was great?
I haven't seen it. Dragon Ball. Have you seen it?
Dragon Ball?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm watching it, my brother was watching it.
It's alright then.
Yeah, it's alright.
And Elfin, I'm sure it is. Yes, Elfin Laid. What do you think? Go to? Great. Good. It's alright.
I haven't really watched it. Have you?
No, not really. I've seen like 2 episodes.
I like your race.
Yeah.
Did you?
Not seen it. So is it alright? Is it good?
It's a murder mystery.
Not interested.
He goes back in time to find out who killed his friend.
The girl.
The guy goes back in time.
To find out who killed the girl.
Yeah.
So is it good?
Yeah.
So good.
It's good.
Fairy tale. Fairy tale. How would you rate that?
Great. Did you like Fairy Tale?
I did. I don't think it's great.
How would you put it?
Good. They fumbled the bag with the story.
Okay.
And with the fight scenes and... You know what? If I'm putting Bleach in Goated, because it kind of has that same thing where it's serious and then filler episodes and then little things that lead to the next arc and then great arc, great fight scenes as well. I like their powers. Okay, I'll say Goated.
Not great.
Okay. Maybe one below Bleach, yeah. And I want to say
Fate Stay Night.
Yes.
Love Fate Stay Night.
Never seen it.
You have a whole, there's Fate Stay, there's Fate Stay Night.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. And I don't even know what order they're in.
I mean, I haven't really watched them in order, I just watched them in order of preference.
Oh, so you can like watch them independently?
Yeah, you can watch them independently. There's...
Okay.
But there is a storyline to it, should you watch two? Watch this in order.
How about Fire Force?
Haven't really watched it. My brother likes it. By my brother, I mean my younger brother.
I watched the first 2 episodes. I don't know how I feel about it. Maybe I need to give it more of a chance, but for now I've not seen it. That's 3. I think it's alright.
Never watched it.
High key is better. It's like a swimming
contest.
Haiku thing. You know, with Hinata.
So the basketball boys would do with.
But yeah, no, that's volleyball. This is swimming. So yeah. I think this is Fruit Basket.
It is. Oh, I love Fruit Basket.
So it's alright, it's good.
It's good.
Full Metal Alchemist. Full Metal Alchemist.
It's okay.
The fuck?
Brotherhood is better.
This is Brotherhood.
You said Full Metal Alchemist.
Sorry, Brotherhood.
Okay. I think Brotherhood is fantastic.
Yes. I was going to say, and then Full Metal Alchemist. It's alright. To be honest, it's the same story, but... Gangster.
It is not the same story.
The end is just not the same.
No, even like the whole storyline is different.
Not really.
Yes.
Oh, right, yeah. Because who ended up being Wrath was different. Yes, 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 it is different.
Haven't watched Gangster.
Gangster's great. I think.
Will we have enough space? Go to smash the anime.
Yeah, yeah, we'll just go on and in.
Okay. Ghost in the Shell?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of it, I want to watch it, but I haven't actually watched it yet.
Gintama? Goated. No debate. Goated.
What's it about?
It's about this guy who does odd jobs and the people he hires, and they go on odd jobs, and it is hilarious. Goblin Slayer. Oh, Goblin Slayer. I watched that recently. That's actually quite good. I'd say it's good. So it's about this guy who, in his world, right, there's like heroes, the heroes that defeat like the demon lord, like big heroes, right, and like adventurers that actually fight people. But his main goal, because his sister was killed by a goblin, and like his entire village was finished by goblins, so his main goal is just to kill goblins. And he does a great
job. It's like Danmachi. Hospital Girls in a Dungeon. Danmachi.
Yeah, it's the same concept, but I don't think like his main goal is to kill goblins, though.
I know his main goal is to kill a monster. Hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's, this one, just goblins. He's just going to kill goblins.
I like Danmachi. Is that on your list?
Yeah, it's there somewhere. Go to high school. I think this is good. If they do the next season well, I'm going to put that up to great. Because I loved the webtoon. I didn't think that the main character was going to have a voice like that. I was very surprised. How about Great Pretender?
I like Great Pretender, both season 1 and 2.
So where do you want that to go? Good? Great?
I'm debating. Have you watched The Great Pretender?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think it's good.
I agree then.
Wrong. Guilty Crown.
It's okay. It's okay.
And then, That's High Q.
I'll let you decide that one.
Is it right?
I'm not really into sports anime like that.
Well, I didn't actually think that I was, but I like this one. I like Free, and I like Kuroko's Basket. There's probably more. I just can't remember. I think there's another basketball one that I like as well. I'm trying to look for the name of that one there. Oh, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. Not seen it.
Not seen it either.
That is Hell Sing. What do you think?
I haven't watched it.
Hell Sing?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That is a great anime, I'll say. He's basically like a vampire who got... Anyway, he kills vampires as well. He eats vampires, basically. Oh.
High School Invasion.
Yes.
That's fantastic. High
Rise Invasion.
Oh, High Rise Invasion.
I'd say it was good.
It was fantastic.
And that is... Oh, Prison School. No. Is it High School of the Dead? Probably, actually.
No. That looks like Prison School. No, that is High School of the Dead.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, I recognise it.
Yeah, High School of the Dead, yeah.
A lot of ecchi.
In High School of the Dead.
Fan service.
Yes.
A lot of fan service. A lot of panty shots and Cleveland shots.
Yeah. that degrades it. That takes it right down to it's alright.
Like, Hunter, I just Hunter. Things were doing good if it wasn't for the... At one point, there was literally a bullet that her boobs were like, in the opposite direction. So the bullet missed her.
Nah, stop.
I'm being serious. He knows he even told them.
Would you say Hunter Hunter? I'd say it's great, dude.
Hunter Hunter. I do go back to it quite often. I don't know what I want to watch. I do.
Inuyasha.
Haven't watched it.
I haven't seen it either. I think we were talking about this the other day.
Yeah, it might have been such a classic.
No, something that's such a classic. I want to go back.
Especially since this was like an intro for Mini Girls. Apparently, Inuyasha was an intro for Mini Girls.
Yeah, and Sailor Moon and another one that's on here as well, actually. Nano, I think. Nano?
I like Nano.
Never seen it.
I found it through the manga first and then I went to the anime.
I've never seen, like, there's, I'm just realising there's a lot of anime out there that I haven't explored yet. Like, while I want to, I didn't know if, especially Inuyasha, I didn't know if the animation's gonna, I'm worried.
It hasn't aged well.
But I don't.
If you're gonna compare it to today's animation.
The animation for this is very similar to Samurai X and Rurouni Kenshin, and I liked that. So, maybe I like this as well. Who knows? This is your picking girls up in the dungeon.
Danmachi.
I say it's alright. And that is JoJo's. I've not seen it.
I haven't seen it. My brothers love it though.
That is the guys with the eyes. What was it? Jujutsu.
No Kaisen. Oh, that's Jujutsu Kaisen.
I think it's good. Do you think it's great? Do you think it gets a great?
I think it could be great.
Yeah. I think it's one of the new animes that I like. Kagakuri.
I liked it. Did you?
Yes, I liked it very much.
Girls gambling in school. I mean, what else?
I'm going to take that to good.
Yeah.
We're almost done. Kill la Kill. This is one of my all-time favourites.
Kill la Kill. The first time I watched it, I was in shock.
Me too. I was like, what's going on?
It's like the second episode when he finds out his friend's like hanging in a dungeon. I fully had to take a whole day break. I was like,
it's the uniforms for me. It's the uniforms that can kill you for me. I'm sorry, what? I think for me, when I was watching this, I was wearing like these uniforms like back home, and I loved my uniforms, so I couldn't like.
And then you were like,
I was like, what?
You? What?
Like, what? No, I think it's great.
It's very shocking.
It's great. That's Kuroko's Basket. What's it, G?
I haven't watched a sports anime, as I said.
Any? I'd say it's good.
I mean, Elsa tried to get me on Yuri on Ice.
My sister loves Yuri on Ice, but I haven't seen it either, so trust me, it's okay. Log Horizon! That's good. This was my first isekai. Actually, no, that's a lie. My sister was into this, and I was into Sword Art Online. So, when I finished that, and then I watched this, and I love this. It's so sad that the author or the writer went jail.
What?
I don't know if it's this one or if it's Sword Art Online, but one of them went jail.
For what?
For not paying taxes.
Tax evasion.
For tax evasion.
Of all the things to go to prison for.
I know, it's great. I think this is Maggie.
I haven't watched Maggie.
I think it's Maggie. Let me get that right. Yeah, Maggie. Labyrinth of Magic. Yeah, I don't care for it. It's too, like, kiddish. It's alright. I'll say it's alright. It's nice. Yeah, it's alright. He reminds me a lot of Seven Deadly Sins.
Really?
Mm. I don't know why. It's not the same thing.
What is this, something of them?
But, no, it's just one, it's based off of one guy, one kid, I think. But you know who's good in this? Sinbad. There's a specific character that's good in this, and it's that Sinbad. He has his anime as well. And that one's good, but it's not here. Wow, okay. I played myself. I mean, I can't have all animes here. I mean, if I went through my list of ones that I've seen, I was like... Because I actually lost the list of all the anime that I watched because I usually keep them on... Well, I kept them on the illegal website. Anime Watch, illegal website, but it's not there anymore because it got taken down. Mirai Nikki, Future Diary. So
I love Mirai Nikki.
Good, great.
I think it's great. What do you think?
I think I'm gonna do my hair to good. I'm sorry.
Okay, why do you not think it's great?
The boy pissed me off. It's just. I like the story.
Mm. Yuna Gasai is one entertained person.
I don't think I was as entertained with everything that's above it. I'd say it's on par with how I enjoyed Beasters. In fact, I enjoyed Beasters more than I enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Actually, no, I say it's on par with High Rise Invasion.
Okay. I can see where you're getting that from.
But I wouldn't say it's on par with Cowboy Bebop. Does that make sense?
No, I don't think it's like Cowboy Bebop, obviously.
So I think good is where it's at.
Okay.
Maybe we should probably demote some of these.
What, the ones in the top?
No, I like the top. I like the way the top's looking. Okay, who's next? Next is... Mob Psycho. I love Mob. have you seen it? Okay. You know how I love One Punch Man?
Yeah.
I love Mob Psycho as well. That is a great. I watched One Punch Man again recently.
Did you watch season
one and two?
Season two wasn't for me, you know.
Well, I feel like season two is leading to something, so that's why I'm like more optimistic about it.
Yeah, but I've heard YouTubers in defense of it. It's like the downfall of One Punch Man or Saitama is. He's so powerful.
Yeah.
You can't have a whole second season of him just going around beating up people because you already know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So they have to center around other characters for.
And the other characters.
So you know what they're on. I was like, I know. I like, but that's not what I wanted.
But here's the thing. With Saitama, you're not. Because a lot of the animes, you're looking at the power, like how much power they have, how, like, their journey to becoming the eighth guy. The journey to becoming the strongest, the journey to becoming Hokage, but he's already there.
With the line.
He's the strongest. So now it's his journey to personal growth. It's his journey to emotional development. It's his journey to actually having people in his life that are worth saving. It's like a... Because he doesn't really have that. Like, notice that they really focused on his friendship with King, who has been taking credit for all the stuff he's been doing.
Genos?
No. King, the strongest guy. So technically, King and Saitama should be where King is. But King took credit for all the shit Saitama's been doing. And Saitama, we find out, is the reason why the hero agency exists. You didn't know. It was because of the boy, the chin boy, the butt chin boy that he saved in season one.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
exactly. Because of him, that's why they created it, because his dad was rich. So technically, but he's never taken credit for anything because he was doing it for fun. He thought he was doing it for fun, but then it wasn't fun anymore because he was so strong. He'll beat everybody. So it's more of a personal development. And as someone who is emotionally stunted, I gravitate towards it. You don't think?
But he's not emotionally stunted.
Well, he is sort of emotionally stunted.
No, I think he's just bored. Nothing excites him. Not the mundane, not the...
Yeah, and that's the problem, because he doesn't have people in his life to entertain. Do you know how... Like, he was so... You know when he was playing the game with King, and King kept beating him? He's never really had that before. Not that it's shown, anyway. So to me, I think that made him grow even more than any fight scene that he could possibly have. And also, Genos being in his life is making him grow as a person.
He cares about Genos.
Yeah, he does. A lot. Like, a lot, a lot. And you see that, like, when Genos keeps fighting and losing himself and being, I'm going to auto-destruct now. I'm like, is that all you know? Is that all you know how to do? Genos.
Yes, you know. I think that's a good power. You want to give up, just give up. It's okay.
Don't fight. Nah, Genos. I like Genos though. I wonder who the bad guy is for him. Like the
probably his creator.
You know, I keep thinking that as well.
I think his creator might come back somewhere, somehow.
Yeah, I do think that as well. I wonder. So where do we want to put Mob Psycho?
That's what we're talking about.
Yes, yes it is. I think it's good. I don't know if... No, I think it's great. I'm sorry. I think it's great. I wouldn't say it's OG, but it's great. I've not seen that. You haven't seen any mecha animes either.
The only mecha I've watched is Code Geass.
So, this is Hero Academia. Trash.
You don't like Hero?
Trash. What do you think?
I haven't watched it.
Okay.
My brothers have. And I'll go by what they will say.
I'd say not watch it then. Nana, what did you think?
I like Nana. It's a Josie.
I didn't think I've seen any anime in that genre. What's the genre?
Josie. It means like it's meant to appeal to the female audience. That's it's.
That's a thing?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, before I start speaking so is it, profoundly, what, like I know what, I was about.
What is it about though? What is it about?
So, the girl with blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to the concert for the one with blonde black hair because she has a group, a band.
Okay.
And basically, it's like development of their relationship.
Ooh. Okay. Actually, I think that I lied. I have Skip Bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that that's a JJ as well.
Yeah.
I like that. I really like that. She had spirit.
Josie, by she definition, is woman's comic pronounced Jose. Our Japanese comics cater specifically to women's interests and marketed towards all the teenage girls and adult women demographics who are able to read kanji at the age of... At the aid of...
Ringa, oh, but at the aid of...
A Japanese character. Anyway, so yeah, it's literally manga that's tailored towards women.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah. I think we were talking about this. I didn't know the subsections of anime. I just thought it was anime.
No. Like, it's just a joke. Literally a manga tailored towards women.
Because I kept seeing, this was years ago, like 8 years ago. Yeah. I kept seeing like shonen. So I thought that all the animes
We're
on the Shonen Jump. And then I had that faithful discussion with you and Faith. And my mind was blown.
Like, there are others.
I mean, I knew that there was, like, thrillers and, like, action and, you know, like, genres, but I didn't know that, like, there were specific women, specific men, just, like...
Yeah, I still do.
And then, obviously, the sex ones. I didn't know that there was...
There's edgy, there's harem, there's yuri.
I mean, I knew hentai, but I just thought that hentai was hentai, innit? Like, it's porn. But I just thought it was like a Japanese word for porn. No, no, seriously. I'm not kidding. Sometimes my ignorance shocks me. Like, in the future. I'm sure I'm going to listen to this back and I'm going to be like, why the fuck did you admit that you were ignorant? Oh, well.
But yeah, Nanas are Joseys. Literally catered towards women.
Nanbaka.
Never heard of it.
It's an interesting anime. One that I don't even know how to explain. So basically they're in jail and they have powers and there's a game, like a tournament, and you win something and they're all fighting for the best. And these group, they always try to break out because they've all broken out of jails. And, like, this particular prison is, like, the most secure prison ever. And it's led by this really buff character. I haven't finished watching it, but it's all right, I'd say. Naruto.
Guilted.
I think I specifically put Shippuden separately because Shippuden is trash. It's trash.
You think?
Fight me! Anybody fight them? Okay, don't fight me, but I'm not saying it's trash, but...
Also, if you can see my face of shock.
But for nostalgia, I would definitely put Naruto above Shippuden. Shippuden. And that's Evangelion. Have you seen that?
Nah.
That
people
is...
love it, though.
What's that?
Is that Tokyo Mew Mew?
No Life, No Game.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, now, what do you think?
Life, No Game is one of my favourite animes, you know?
I know. I'm very, very aware.
It's one of my favourite animes. And to this day, my heart is forever broken. That there is no season two.
Right. Noragami.
I like Noragami. It's okay. I wouldn't say it's great.
Yeah.
It's okay.
What's that?
It's
One Piece.
It's so small.
It's One Piece.
I don't know why his features are so small. Which was squinting.
No, it's just my laptop's
and
not.
And I have good eyesight.
No, my laptop's not big enough. So that is One Piece. It's good. Simple. Done it. I think that's One Punch Man. Yes, that's One Punch Man. Goated. I know he only has 2 seasons, but goated. And this is Host. You know Host Boys Club?
On High School Host Club.
Yes, that one.
I think it's good. It's a good introduction to gender bend. Genre?
That's what Nanbaka is. Yes. Yeah, I think.
It's a good intro to that
gender
genre.
Bender, gender swap.
Yeah, because to get into school, she has to dress up as a man and act as a man because it's an all-boys school, as the title implies.
No, actually, these ones are all boys, but they're just not like... That's Nanbaka, by the way. They're not like generic boys. I don't even know if you can say that. But anyway, carry on, sorry.
Yeah, so he has to dress up and then she has to dress up and then the main host starts having feelings.
He's like,
what's happening?
Me?
Attracted to another male?
Copy! I'm a man!
I'm joking. But then he discovers it's a female and he's like, oh, I knew it was long.
It was great. I agree, it's good.
Yeah, it's a good intro to that genre.
Overlord.
I haven't watched Overlord.
It's good. Yeah, it's good. It's about this guy who, the game is going offline, and then he's like an isekai. He is an isekai. He gets stuck online, playing the game, and then it seems like he's going to be there for forever.
Get stuck in a game. No game, no life.
And then, like, it becomes real life for them. For him. Yeah.
Okay.
He kind of, like, saw that online and...
What's it remind me of? ReZero.
Yeah, I guess. No, but ReZero, you're going into, like, another life. Somewhere else. I'm just watching ReZero, by the way. I'm like episode 2.
ReZero, he gets called in by the witch who curses him.
Is that ReZero?
Yeah, it's ReZero.
Okay, I think there's more than one anime like that, because I'm watching one at the moment, something assassin, and the goddess of that world has invited him from Earth, because he was an assassin on Earth, to be born into an assassin family to kill the hero after he's defeated the demon lord.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's a great story. The main character looks like Killua a little bit.
I like Killua.
So, yeah, sorry.
Seraph of the End.
Yes, Seraph of the End.
My brother calls it a B-Tech Attack on Titan. That's what he literally dubbed it.
Right, your brother's rude. Is it bad? Have you seen it?
I have watched Seraph of the End. And
Do you agree with that statement?
Seraph of the End is a similar concept, but the difference is...
The bad guys are the bad guys.
I mean, the bad guys are the bad guys. It's like in between Attack on Titan and... let's just compare it to...
Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
Sword Art Online?
It's not Sword Art Online. Oh, what am I thinking of? What am I thinking of? It's like it's a cross between High School of the Dead and Attack on Titan. Like,
they're in a school.
They were in a school, yeah. But they venture out to try and kill these monsters that have taken over society. But there was a drug that killed all the adults. Anyone above the age of 13 died.
I think I've seen this then.
And then these kids get captured and they escape. And they find out there were some other humans, adult humans,
that did survive.
And then so he starts training to become a soldier so he can go and kill these people, kill his family.
Oh, okay.
I'll put it as good, but I don't think it's great. I think, yeah.
Is it right?
It's alright, yeah.
Okay.
Parasite
is good. Have you seen it?
No, I still haven't watched it.
I've not finished it, but I like where it's going so far, where it's headed. Psychopaths.
I like Psychopaths. I'm not a big fan of season 2, but I like season 1.
Yes, season 1 is great. It would have been graded if not for...
No, I don't think it'd be a goat.
Oh. Okay. I think
when you like the questioning morality and ethics,
yes,
it's a very good anime.
It is, because it literally poses a lot of questions to you and how far humans can take it with technology in the society and if it could possibly work. I think they did quite a good job. I mean, the civil system was a bit weird.
But I think the civil system was a good idea initially.
Yeah. But do you think that would work in our society?
Having one government?
I mean, it's not really one government. It's like different, so many people.
I mean, it's like a super brain.
Mm. Of several people, including criminals and like the best. Imagine like having Albert Einstein and all these Martin Luther King and all these people that have died having their brain in one place, and then they make decisions on the world.
I don't think that would be such a bad idea, because if it's everyone from different backgrounds, at least you know it's balanced.
And this, yeah, I agree. I mean, as long as we actually do have a diverse set of brains in there,
yeah,
not just racist white old men, then I agree. So that is the end of part one for this episode, and I will be signing out for Chewe and for myself. I've been your overpowered MC, Uchenna, and I will see you guys in part two. Bye!